live?
You're live.
We are live. I was in the middle of a text message. I'm going to have to come back to that. We're live right now.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, little D's not ready. D's ready. All right. We're coming to everybody live. Tell them that one.
Little man, he's here with us. Right here.
Are you going to go live or what?
No, not until little man looks around and sees what's going on. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, and we're coming to you live right here from inside the VIP facility. Area of the main of our administrative offices. Bubba, you just had a big VIP leave just moments ago.
Yeah, man, that's actually why we're late to being live. We were just doing a couple things out there for another one of the Marlins players having some fun this morning. So
this time, the world famous second baseman,
32 double D, baby,
Derek Dietrich. Wonderful guy, Bub.
Yep.
I'm very proud of you. Have all those guys in here. Great weekend, Bub. You have a good one.
Yeah, man, it was a long weekend. You know, a lot of hard work got done on the SEMA build, so pretty much took over my entire Saturday. We started getting some of the edited photo shoot photos back from Doug at In Jupiter Magazine. That was Friday night. That car was shot for magazine.
We did the photo shoot Friday night.
We did our comp card photo shoot, so we did all that Friday night. So Saturday, I continued to build on the car.
Yes.
You know, we got all that stuff done, all those photos. There's a couple of them already sneak peeked out on Instagram and social media, Facebook right now. So you guys check that stuff out. We're having a lot of fun here, just literally in crunch time right now, though, for sure. Car leaves in 4 days. Car leaves in 4 days. It needs to be final detailed. We are still in final assembly on the car. We have a lot of things to get done on it still, making sure that this thing just shows insane when it's sitting in the Precision booth at SEMA this year.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is loose in Abaca, Florida, 561-660-6695. Check out the new apparel that's coming in, Bub. I was there Saturday. I saw it after I left here for a minute. I had to leave a little bit early to get home and get the radio shows up because the internet was down here. Stopped in, saw Robin there, and it is a good-looking selection. They just got in. Super, super hot stuff, man. The Outlaws continue to do it. Robin and Layla are doing a good job over there, Bub. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. We will be there the weekend of November 8th. We're going to have some big celebrities join us as well. And, Bub, finally, Borla Exhaust. For the greatest in exhaust sounds and performance, it is Borla Exhaust. We're going to be talking a little bit about them today, Bob.
Listen, man. So on Friday, this is how tight it gets when you do these SEMA builds, right? So
people don't understand it. They think we just sit around and do nothing, you see.
For sure. On Friday, the photo shoot took place.
It didn't start till 3.
The three-piece wheels and tires didn't get here till like 2:45 in the afternoon. So the photographer, Doug Met, got here, owner of In Jupiter Magazine. He got here at like 1:45, so he had already been waiting around for an hour before we even had wheels to stick on this freaking car for a magazine shoot. So we wait for the wheels finally get in. I go to mounting and balancing on the wheels, so get that done. I mean, that turned out beautifully. Fitment, dude, thank God.
Spot on, Bub.
Tight with my measurements, because let me tell you, I couldn't stand to be another millimeter one way or another.
Whew.
It stuck on the car. Everything was beautiful fitment. Those are the VN300s. I'm sorry, the VF300s. They are a forged wheel, three-piece forged. VF300 is the model line of that wheel. You guys haven't seen them yet. No one's going to see them until SEMA. That is, we're not even sneak peeking.
Two people have seen those wheels. Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers and James Brown, JB, from the CBS NFL Today show. I texted him the promotional picture yesterday, Bob. Mm-hmm. He is blown away by the build. People don't know you've done his cars. And JB is a very good friend of ours as well. Very good mentor.
Yeah, so, you know, that turned out beautifully, but the photographer, he was waiting around for an hour for me to just get the wheels, then another hour for me to mount and balance the wheels. So now it's 4:45. Now it's, we're literally just now taking the car off the lift for the first time, literally first time, with wheels and tires and all of that Steeda suspension underneath of that car. We had a custom set of springs built for the car, so I could set that ride height to where it is now, which is, what?
It's gorgeous, Bob.
Dude, I might have like 3/8-inch gaps
everywhere. No, you've got more room than that.
No, it is so tight right now. This may be one of my top-notch stances that I've ever done.
What I think about it, Bob, I was just out with Derek Dietrich from the Marlins.
Is your volume on again?
I was out there with him, and I can't help about it, but as soon as I click on it, it automatically
You have to turn the media down on your phone. When you push the side button and change your volume.
It doesn't do that on mine.
No, it will.
I'm telling you, the updates on this thing have been a disaster. Anyways, I was out there with Derek looking at the car. Not only does that car have a beyond futuristic Porsche European-esque look. It also has, Bub, a very, it's just round, it's fat, it's something like you've never ever seen before. Hollywood could not have put something together, and you did one of the Transformer cars, and that didn't even come close to this.
That was still a really good looking ride, man. That was for Transformers 2, the yes. Camaro that was done there. We had that unveiled. I mean, that turned out insane. You know, that thing was rocking a 4-stage pearl paint on it, dude. And just looking at that car, the way it shifted in lighting was incredible, dude. And that color of that car, there was like a sunburst yellow. So that thing at
different colors,
at when the sun's going down. Don't say the sun's going down.
Sunset.
No. What's the other word?
Dusk.
For it? Dusk. That's it. Dusk. I always forget dawn and dusk. So when the sun is coming down,
haven't forgotten about you. They think you're pretty special.
This is okay. So when the sun is like sitting just over the horizon line in the background at dusk, that is when the Transformer Camaro just came to life, dude. Like that orangey style glow behind in the background with the palm trees and the freaking car sitting there, like what? Okay. So this Mustang is like that, but only it's just a totally different animal, dude.
It's just,
I mean,
crazy.
We've had so everybody that we have let all of our like locals and you know, celebrities, we've let everybody that is in our tight circle that won't unveil pictures, that we have full trust in, we've let all these guys see this car up close, in person, hand to touch the car, and everybody, it's like jaw-dropping, dude. I mean, when you walk around, I see it's pretty stupid looking.
But you know what, it speaks more to just your ability to design something and come to fruition with it. You're so rock solid in your foundation that when we sit down and go through a design, it doesn't change a whole lot. And
no, it's pretty tight.
Vision.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. You know, when I do the visions, they're pretty tight in my head.
It's crazy how beautiful that car really truly is, Bub.
Yeah, it turned out really well. You guys are going to see it. It's going to blow your mind when you see it. There is right now. There's a full sneak peek of the undercarriage of that car in its finished state on Instagram. So Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. The / ones to the. It's the right side of the shift.
Your office manager has rubber bands in her hand beside you.
Man, she better stop it with those things, this woman.
God. You just called me out.
Full trouble. Head-on trouble. Our office manager is nothing but trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see? This is what I'm talking about.
I think that was meant for my head because it just whizzed past my ear.
And see, it's just...
You just have to move on. It's almost like having a small child when they're being bad.
He just called me out, though.
When they're acting up, you know what you do? You just ignore them and keep moving and let them sit in the corner. It's like throwing a tantrum and throwing a fit and shooting rubber bands all over the place.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I let
oh,
happen.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it around here, Bob?
It happens.
It really does.
And then every Friday, she's like, can you guys get me a bag of 500 rubber bands? What happened to your other 500 I just got you?
I shot them all day, all throughout the week.
I got more. Just letting you know.
So, you know, the car's turning out really well, man. You know, I think we're going to make a pretty solid statement at SEMA. The thing is, it's a really solid build. I mean, just looking at the car, it's not only, you know, it's not only a clean build, but it's just, it's very aggressive. It's very to the point. But it's one that you could literally just, like, overdone at any standpoint. I mean, you walk around the car. I literally was looking last night. I ordered one more part for the car that I wanted to get in, a final small touch that I had to put on the front end,
which is
I'm doing a custom emblem for the yep. trunk of the car, yep. right? So I have that one still coming. That's not even in yet. That's been getting milled for a couple weeks yep. now, and then I also wanted to do one in the front. So I'm doing a real small custom emblem in the front grill. There's no red on the front, right? So I need it to just
I hope it's the BEM logo.
Small, no, it's not. We've got those everywhere on the car. So it's a small touch that I'm doing to the thing that is just going to be, it's just to bring that red all the way around the car. But I literally sat down last night in bed at like 8:30, and I every photo that I took of this car, every angle, every top, bottom, inside, outside, engine bay,
yeah,
interior,
I've studied a bunch too.
Left, right, wheels, fitment, wide body, everything you could possibly imagine, the trunk, all the custom upholstery, the audio. I went through every one of the pictures I took, and I looked at them and studied them and studied them and studied them and was asking myself, like, is there anything else I would want to do? Like, this is it. You have one shot when you go to SEMA. You spend an entire year to wait to get there. You have one shot to get it. You have one shot to pull it off. You don't go in there and be like, oh, well, I wish I would have done this. You have to go in hot.
Yeah, you do. And you've done that. Good morning to Mark, Bub. Mark is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 12 dirt track driver. He's been tearing it up there. He did take the car racer, won the last chance race. It put him in the tail end of the feature, 10-minute enduro, and ended up fifth overall. So I'm very proud of him. He's done another great job out there on the track. I can't imagine, you know, being any better, man.
Yep.
He kills it out there.
Yep. So, you know, that's about it, man. We're just cranking away here, getting stuff done at the facility. We are literally at SEMA crunch right now, man. We are cranking away. I'm actually, so everybody knows how crazy SEMA crunch time is. I'm actually repainting one of the wide body pieces right now, right? So it just didn't give me the overall finish that I wanted. After I did the three-step procedure that I always do, the 1500, the 3000, and 5000 wet sand and buff,
it
didn't give me the quality of shine that I wanted out of it. And I'll tell you, man, it's crazy because out of that entire grid eight-piece kit that Duraflex in, that was the only flare, not them, it was the only flare that every time I shot anything down, whether it be the sealer primer, the 1K, the 2K, and the glass, every time I would apply something different, it just didn't give me the finish I wanted. You know, when you shoot something, you can step away and be like, cool, it's done, it's ready for clear. Well, even after I shot the black on it, I stepped away, it just doesn't look right. I just, you know, I rolled the dice. I knew that was going to be my one flare. I was going to end up taking off the car and repainting, and sure enough, it is. So I started shooting Friday afternoon. And no, I actually shot it Saturday before our radio show, so I shot that Saturday morning, but the paint that was, everybody knows that car is black, right? Well, shadow black. Ford did metallic blue flake in this paint. So literally, it's not just black. You literally have, like, in the sun, a small blue sparkle that you see in this car. You have to be up close. I'm talking within 3 inches. I don't know why they even put it in there. It's that minor. But in the can of paint that we had left from shooting all the other wide body pieces, everything that was left, all of the blue metallic flake had already settled to the
bottom.
So now I'm on the very last, you know, maybe I'd say a quarter of a pint that we had left of the paint. All I needed to do my blend repairs on it. But when I went to shoot it, it just shot blue metallic flake. So now I had to stop shooting it Saturday morning, send it all back down again. So I'm waiting for my new paint to come in now. Then we'll go ahead and get that on there. PPG's fine. It'll look good.
In the process, Bub, we did get the Borla exhaust kit header back installed on Saturday. You did a wonderful job of it. It looks stunning. I wanted to stay and help you. Of course, I had to go because we lost our internet. I had to get our shows up for the day.
Yep.
That's what you do. You work as a team. And talk a little bit about the installation of that Borla exhaust and how it set in.
Listen, you know I've done a lot with exhaust companies over the years.
Yep.
I've done with just about every possible brand you can imagine. Everything, I mean, big name brands. You know, I've done a lot of high-end stuff, a lot of high-end supercar exhaust systems. I've done a lot of import exhaust systems, domestic, muscle, all kinds of exhaust systems you can imagine, whether it be the headers, whether it be just simple X pipes, cat delete systems, on road, off road pipes, down pipes for turbo systems. I've done axle back kits, I've done cat back kits.
You've done it
every
all
every possible way
you've
you can
hand,
imagine.
You've
right?
hand fabricated
right.
Porsche exhausts.
So let me tell you, that was the, and I swear to God on my life, the best, most simple, straightforward, easy installation I've ever done in my life. I think I put the exhaust on, turbo back, okay, mounts, fingers, everything, maybe 40 minutes. Maybe 40 minutes.
Did you do it the typical Bubba way you did your weld, everything like that, and set it up modularly, a little bit more advanced?
Yeah, so just like I was saying, it's a two-piece system. Once I had it all in line and I knew where I was going to do it, I was going to still keep that separation right there, like a cat back exhaust. And that way, if you ever service the transmission, pull it out, maybe put a clutch in it. We know we are going to push for that 750
yes,
plus club after this.
Back.
So, you know, we'll probably have to get into the drivetrain a bit more there, but I kept it very modular. Everything on the rear half. I mean, I've never, ever dealt with an exhaust system. You physically take out of the box, you stick it on the car, and when you just stick it in the hangers, it felt like I was just grabbing pieces from Ford, not an aftermarket company that was mass production, selling something that was 98%. This was like 100%. I just took it out, and I slid the muffler in place, and I slid it onto the connecting pipes, and it all lined right up.
And I know you literally like to use transmission jacks.
Yep.
So everything's level. You use a level on your exhaust systems. You go all the way with them to make sure they're right. So thank you to Borla. And speaking of Borla, I want to let everybody know that starting this week, our new marketing manager, Kyle, is working with all of the marketing managers of the major companies that put their name to this car with us, Bub. Mm-hmm. And the products will officially be being loaded this week. You will not see them until probably Friday or Saturday, possibly earlier, as we start all of the sponsors' products for sale on our website.
Okay. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's we're looking forward to it. You know, all those random parts that we have, you know, we have 12 major sponsors that
yes.
kicked in on this thing. So we have all those different sponsors that have, you know, given all the product. I mean, we are literally approaching that six-figure mark in this Mustang.
Yes.
And it clearly shows. When
yes.
you stand back and you look at this car, it does show. But I'll tell you what, man, all these sponsors that have and everything from, you know, Watson Racing to Steeda, to American Racing, Borla Exhaust, Dio Dynamics, I mean, everybody that has stepped up to the plate, kicked in Creations, Duraflex, I know I'm missing a couple of them out there. CPE has really hooked us up. CPE, by the way, at it's the Instagram.com/GoCPE.
Yep.
So GOCPE. Those guys out there have already started taking the SEMA sneak
yes,
peek
that's
behind
right.
the scenes shots.
I'm pushing
them. Them out there as well. So you guys are going to start seeing this Mustang take over the S550 world, probably even larger than that once this thing does hit the SEMA floor. It is an
well, it has garnered an international appearance or recognition even over in Europe, Bob.
Yep.
Pretty big, man.
Yep.
Pretty big. We're looking forward to getting out there with everybody, too, man.
Yes. So it's all those products will be available through our website directly at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Everything that is on this S550 Mustang, everything will be available there. Not even just in terms of what's on the car, but those companies' full product lines as well. So, you know, like, for example, Watson, they offer... Not only do they offer just a four-point gauge,
JP and John Phillips,
they offer a six-point that has removable door bars as well. We opted to not go with that on this car because we wanted to keep it more streetable,
that's right.
not so much on the track-oriented side, but there are a lot of guys out there that empty out their cars and make them more track use only. Nothing wrong with that at all. These Coyotes can lay down some serious horsepower when you do twin turbo kits on them, running some, you know, twin precision turbos, running 1,200 plus horsepower on stock
systems. Pretty strong, man. Pretty strong.
So we are going to be offering all those products. We are going to offer all those products not only in individual pieces, but in package pieces as well. You can get, you know, maybe a set of springs and shocks.
Yep.
Not just a set of springs. We'll kind of complement everything together. Stage one, stage two, stage three. You know, short throw shifters, everything from logoing and vinyl graphics and cutting to wraps. If you guys have a wrap that you want on an S550, we will be offering that as well in custom color you can imagine. Jesse from Morpheus Wraps can cut and print all of these for the car, so we ship them to you guys. You take care of it from there. So everything you can imagine that is on this car will be available, custom coatings, custom finishes on any of these parts you buy. If you buy a front and rear sway bar and you want them to be bright freaking yellow, we'll make them bright yellow
That's
to match your car, right? It's the orange that the Mustang.
We can do any color you want.
Anything you can imagine.
And but by the way, it is going to be undercover wraps and tents. I spoke with Jesse morning. We will start officially this week doing wraps and window tinting, and we can wrap garbage cans, mailboxes, we can wrap anything you guys want, and that will actually be offered here through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in-house.
Yep.
Pretty exciting.
Looking forward to it.
The BEM number 12 dirt car driver Mark Hoffman said that big money has to go to SEMA with us at the autograph tables. Already in the marks. And little man, by the way, Mark, I was sending Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers pictures of the the promo pic. It's really good, man. It's super, super good of the car. I can't put it up because it shows the car. Sr. is not a man of a lot of words. He's just a great intellect, right? So he sends one word responses back. And this time we got a three-word and emoji response because when he looked at the promo pic, it's the car is behind us, and Bub and I are standing there looking down at the camera, and Monster's right there, the ladies' man's right there at our feet. And I said, Senior, here's the promo pic of the car. And he sends his response back, what's he say? Love the dog, and a picture of an emoji with dark sunglasses on. So money once again takes all of the...
Always does, man.
He does, okay. Doesn't he? I mean, yeah. When he goes to SEMA, he literally signs with his paws. He signs in the autograph booth, whoever the sponsor is we're with.
Yep.
True story.
True story, man.
Right on.
All right.
Till tomorrow.
Let's keep doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, Florida. That's Miss Law Boutique, 561-660-6695. The girls are closed today. They're doing inventory and stocking up the shelves. Stuff was flying out of there this weekend at an alarming rate while Civil Society was announcing a new beer right now. Which, by the way, the White House, Chris Volstadt, V-O-L-S-T-A-D-T. Do your research on him. He owns the brewery right next door to Miss Outlaw Boutique. Really great place. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding car. We'll be there the weekend of the 8th, not this weekend, because we will be in SEMA, or the coming up weekend. We'll be there, though, the following month in November. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, Borla Exhaust. I want to say thank you to the Borla Exhaust family for bringing us in. David, Lisa, all of those guys over there at Borla Exhaust. thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and being part of our future. Big announcement coming out of LGW Media Works. We will be engaging in a brand new television show. They are an outside production house. We're going to be working on the digital platform and bringing it all to you in small snippets and in full episodes. Very, very, very exciting. Make sure you catch the Orange County First show, because the Senior and Junior are now reunited once again. We will dominate the industry once again. It's all coming back, according to Senior to the thinner wheel choppers, like the days have passed. Let's reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner, ladies and gentlemen. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Somebody, please, the McDonald's, 7-Eleven, it's cheap. You can buy them a little, even if you don't want to give your money to them. And if somebody has shoes, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you give them a pair of your shoes or take them to Payless. Do all you can to help animals out there. They're the innocent victims, ladies and gentlemen. And tomorrow, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.